Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Man, I'm telling you, they are coming out the woodworks. There is only a week left in this whole little program, and I can see the vultures are coming to roost. Or the chickens, one of the two, however you want to pronounce it. But anyway, guys, what is up? What's going on? It's your boy Wayne with another episode of Patriot Ready 617. I don't know, yesterday my back was killing me, and I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm not gonna go into work today, I think I'm gonna take the day off, and I'll even take, Thanksgiving. So my boss calls me up yesterday, how you feeling? I says, my back's sore, he says, it hurts, you know, I says, I'm just taking the day. He goes, okay, he goes, you working tomorrow? And I says, yeah, I guess, you know, where it's Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? You know, my boss is out in Florida, you know? It's funny how the boss gets to fucking hang out in Florida. And we gotta work. But what was really funny is that this kid the day before, this kid Nate, he goes, oh yeah, you know, we're gonna get the day off and we're gonna get paid. And I says, oh, word? I says, fine, I'm staying home tomorrow. And get paid Thursday, and I'm going Friday, collect my check, and be gone for the weekend. So, yeah. So, my boss says, nah, you're working tomorrow. I says, all right. So, boo-hoo to that. But anyway, so yesterday, I'm just chilling, smoking myself into the fucking coma like I'm facing the chair. And I see these headlines of Jamie Foxx. And I'm like, what the Foxx do? Now, mind you, this is on the heels of, like, all the other stuff. P. Diddy and Cassidy, which we'll get into in a little later. And then, Russell Brand, he's been going through it. And so many others. Now, I don't know if you guys... So, if you guys don't know or haven't seen anything about it, the allegations are going something like this. Jamie Foxx, in sometime in 2015, okay, was at a New York City lounge called Catch New York City. So he's in Catch New York City with another person or something like that. He gets up there. Now, mind you, it's 11 p.m. at night, okay? The restaurant's packed, especially, you know, in that part of New York City. There's a lot of people going out to eat, getting out of work, or stockbrokers and shit like that, right? So everybody's sitting down having dinner. Now, it's 11 o'clock. Well, what happens is as soon as Jamie gets in there, Jamie takes a seat. They ask him, you know, hey, you want some drinks probably, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, people start catching wind that Jamie's there. So people obviously are coming up asking for an autograph or a picture. Hey, sign my napkin or my bottle of wine or whatever it is, right? And then... So what happened was it started becoming such it started engulfing the table so much that, you know, the restaurant said, hey, we might as well clear some tables around him and give him some of the space. You know, this guy's going to be dropping more than we'll ever make on these two tables, even if we clear him out. So he probably said, clear out the tables. I'll pay you whatever you would have lost in 2 hours on both those tables. But for some reason, there's one table that nobody told to move, and that was the table with the two females that. So, at 1 o'clock, now mind you, let me just back up, before this lady, to me, some things, I think this is all a fucking setup, just because the way this all happens, they clear the tables around them, but they don't clear these two chicks, right? They don't say, what are they, like, behind the imaginary red line, or did Foxx say, hey, you know, tell everybody clear out, but keep the two chicks, those are cute roses I want to look at. Whatever, right? So be it. So the chicks stay. It's 1 o'clock. Now, supposedly, in the affidavit, is that this lounge where Jamie is having dinner at is supposedly knows about Jamie's little escapades when he gets drunk. Now, when Jamie gets drunk, it says in the report that he has bad behavior when he drinks excessively, and also he gets very touchy, okay? So... supposedly, the bar knows how Jamie gets. So now, like I said, the time the interaction is very key to me, because if you wait 2 hours, that man is done, probably sipped down 3 or 4 drinks. Do you know what I'm saying? In a 2 hour period, probably had his dinner, minus 45 minutes out of there too. So he's, you know, he's probably 3 times over the legal limit. I don't think he's fucking shitted. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't think he's sitting there taking friggin' scorpion balls while eating some fucking shrimp Diablo or some shit. You're right. So, you know, he's probably sipping some red wine, gets a, you know, he's got a nice little buzz on. Nothing to the point where he's fucking belligerent. I mean, at least I don't think. That's just my opinion. So the girl decides to walk, and now this is a 1 o'clock, so it's 2 hours, everybody's sat, ate, drank, you know, indulged a little bit. So now the girls are gonna go over, and now they've come over, now they wanna go over and get a photo. First off, why didn't you get the fucking photo after they clear the table? And why weren't you a little nervous to go up to the table? Wouldn't you be a little nervous after they just cleared out tables? So this man can eat in peace. Now you wanna go up and say, oh hey Jamie, can we get an autograph? You know what I mean? So he obliges and he says, quote, anything for you, baby, unquote. So, and then he looks and then they take the picture. He kind of eyes are up and down, says, wow, you got a nice body, like a supermodel, right? Nothing nefarious there. It's kind of like a compliment to see where the night may go, or what's really this girl's intentions, right? So she doesn't reply. So after he says that, they might still take the picture, and then he just grabs her and brings her over to some other place. Now she's with a girlfriend. Why didn't the girlfriend say, hey, where you guys going? You know what I'm saying? You're going with my girl, you're just grabbing her. And the way the affidavit says, he grabbed her by the arm and pulled her over to some secluded area of the nightclub. Alright, first off, everybody knows their girlfriends ain't gonna get, you know, taken away like that. Usually that's how it fucking goes. So I don't understand that. Why didn't the girl say, hey, wait a minute, where you guys going? So he proceeds to bring her over to a secluded place in the lounge. And they said he takes his hands, he puts them around her waist, and he slides them up under her crop top and starts rubbing her breasts. Okay? At that time, the bodyguard sees the security guard sees what's going on, and he goes, the bodyguard seen Fox over there with the girl, with Miss Jane Doe, he then turned around and went away. Now, the security guard don't know if this is consensual or fucking whatnot, so he's just minding his business. Now, after he touches her breast, he supposedly goes down to her underpants and then touches her private and then tries to grab her butthole. All right, maybe was fingering a butthole and her snapper. Now, at that point, why doesn't she say, "Whoa, hey, whoa, whoa, what are you doing, motherfucker? Whoa, 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 what's going on here?" Why doesn't she say anything? Okay? And right at that moment was the magic moment of where her girl comes around and says, hey, what's going on? So then he takes his fucking, so the girlfriend comes over, say, hey, what's up? He takes his hands out of his fucking, out of her pants, right? And if it's happening that fast, the girl would have noticed it. Her friend would have noticed it. And the girl that was getting abused, Jane Doe, she should have screamed and said something. So now he pulls her hands out. They get caught. Okay, so say what you will, they get caught. You know, and I guess after that, Jamie walks away, and she's like visibly shaken up. To the point where she's so shaken up that she doesn't want to talk about this until there's 1 week left in this Survivor Clause Act. Now, the Survivors Act is for women that's been abused, that they can go after and seek justice against their abuser after the statute of limitations run out. So here she comes for her bag, okay? And as you can see, there's a mad dash to go after anybody that's rich to be able to get to secure a bag, okay? And that is still good for 1 more week. So 1 more week, I'd be surprised if we don't see some other celebrity type get hemmed up real quick. Now, wasn't it like 2 months ago, guys? You guys remember everybody was wondering where the fuck Jamie Foxx was? Wasn't like all these people wondering where Jamie was? Where's Jamie? Oh my God, the COVID knocked him out. He's dead. Oh no, he's getting handicap rails put in his house. He's got no legs. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Foxx. And then all of a sudden, after all the hoopla and the social pressure, he pops out of the fucking cut on a boat. And he starts waving. I think he was in Miami or something. He's waving to people on a ship. There's like a 5 second fucking video clip of him. And everybody says, what's everybody says after they see him? Oh, that was a hybrid. It was a clone of Jamie. Oh, really? So who's to say the fucking clone wasn't at the nightclub in 2015 figuring the finger in the girl? Right? So everybody cares about Jamie Foxx at one point, and then they're ready to fucking decimate him in the second. To me, this makes no sense. It makes no sense. Okay? So you're telling me Jamie Foxx is that stupid, okay, to where he can just, you know, he's going to say, oh, baby, you got a sexy body. Oh, and he made a reference to Gabriella Union, saying that she looks like Gabrielle Union. So I don't know, does Jamie got a thing for Gabrielle Union? I doubt it. I mean, she's with Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade looks like nothing like Jamie. So, I mean, I find that hard to believe. But in any event, you know, you never know. But what I'm wondering is that was Jamie Foxx's little lookalike the guy that was in NYC Lounge? Okay? So everybody loved Jamie until today. Until last night, everybody loved Jamie. He could do no wrong. I mean, everybody was wishing to see him. All these kind words. He comes out. He says, thank you for all the kind words you few people said to me. It means so much. And da, 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 da. And next thing, and even during that time, these two girls, this girl didn't say a fucking word then. She didn't even have the lawsuit filed. They just filed this lawsuit literally yesterday because there was 1 week left of the Survivors Act clause. After next week, this thing is over. It started from last year in Thanksgiving, and it'll close this Thanksgiving next week. Those are fucking probably like a leap year, so they're probably giving a few extra days after the Thanksgiving. So probably next Wednesday or next Thursday, they'll probably say, okay, this is over. So there's still time left, ladies and gentlemen. There's still five to seven business days left of this whole clause, so survivors can go after rich people. Now, P. Diddy, that was enormous. I don't know how long P. Diddy can keep the wolves at the door away from the, like, I mean, the wolves are at the door for this dude. How he's not arrested or even seeing any kind of police or law enforcement pressure is beyond me, okay? Is beyond me. But first, I want to let you guys know that there's 1 week left of this fucking Sexual Survivors Act clause, and I'm thinking there'll be one more. So far, Axl Rose, Russell Brand, Jamie Foxx, Sean Combs, and a slew of others that I can't remember right now because there's been so many, okay? And this is what's happening, you know. And I find it disgusting because, you know, you're taking this man, whether it really did happen is not. You got to take they're taking this girl's word for it. She could be lying. And if it was me and I knew somebody was coming after my bag for no fucking reason, I'd say I want that girl to have a lie detector test. I want her to have a lie detector test. And I want it by Dan Rubikoff, the same guy that was at the Steve Wilkos show. Call Dan Rubikoff, send her in a room with Dan, and then get her another one. I want her to take 3 polygraph tests, and I want to see what the things are, what the results are. It's crazy. It's just freaking crazy. It's scary, too. It's scary that you can get, you know, just totally taken like this. It boggles my mind. So, you know, just stay frosty out there. But God, man, Jamie, like, what, like, you know, how does the girl sitting there, and she's telling me she's so frozen and traumatized that she can't say, hey, get off me, you pig, get your hands out of my pants, security, help, fire, rape, something. I mean, I was taught that when I was a kid. We were taught to have a code word in our family, and we were taught that if somebody was to grab you up, you will yell, scream, you will scream rape and fire till somebody helps you. Okay, you just keep screaming that and fighting whoever might be grabbing you up. That's what I was told. That's what I was taught. And that's what I would continue to teach my kids, is that, hey, look, we have a password, which we do, and we have a backup word. So we have a password and we have a backup word. Just in case somebody might have caught our password, we might have put it on a text or this, that, and the third. But if anybody needs to get refreshed on what the password is, there's a spot in the house that we go to, and there's a little piece of paper that'll tell you what the code word is. So that keeps us insulated from a lot of shit. You know what I mean? And I tell you, folks, it's not a bad thing that you can do for your family. You know, it saves a lot of time, especially when, you know, there's those shows where, my kid won't do this, and, you know, what was it, Natalie Morales, they were trying to teach, see if kids would go after kidnappers, and some parents were, like, so confident that their kid was not going to go into a stranger's car, and next thing you know, like, the first instant, the kid walks, yeah, sure, let's go catch a game, all right, see you later, bye, bye, you know what I mean, like, the mother's, like, sitting there, jaw drops, stunned, like, you gotta be shitting me. And I forget the Chinese dude's name, he was working for Nightline or something like that. But anyway, that's the Jamie Foxx segment. Like I said, there's a week left. Be on the lookout for that. We're going to switch over. We're going to jump into the Puffy and Cassidy case, which was a whirlwind and a record time settlement, huh? Hey, guys, welcome back. So, Patriot Ready 617, your boy Wayne. So, I don't know if you guys heard. We got, I'm going to save the Puffy and Cassidy for one more. I just want to talk about this one quick story I heard. Seems like everybody's getting over, everybody's still trying to call Twitter, and just won't fucking give it up and say it's X. Go to their X account and see what their X accounts, check their X account. Never mind, oh, he tweeted this, just check their X account and see what they're saying, okay? That's all you have to do. Alright, enough with this shit, with the Twitter shit. Twitter, formerly known as X, I'm so sick of hearing it, like, it's X, okay? So Elon Musk, the guy that bought Twitter and now made it X. Now, I don't know if you heard the latest of shenanigans going over there, but I guess it seems Media Matters made a report saying X is putting ads next to Nazi ads. So there's ad, like, what? So Elon Musk from what Media Matters says is that Elon Musk is a fucking Nazi, and he's putting up ads, like, for, you know, for people that are in support of, say, Palestine. He's putting those ads next to Nazis. Do you know what I mean? And stuff like that, which I find totally false, and I think it's just a way to try to sink the company. You know, there's a lot of Twitter holdouts in X right now, and I think a lot of them were trying to pull a stunt in the market where, hey, let's do this news report and see if we can start a short end on his stock. They make this media story about him, you know, placing these ads and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, a few of these board members are all of a sudden abrupting and leaving. In spite of these tactics or shenanigans that Elon's pulling. And the one thing that I can see that everybody doesn't like, the girl, the lady Linda. I forget her last name. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Everybody thought, you know, so Elon takes over Twitter for rights of free speech, right? But he hires this lady, Linda, that is like a real, like, free speech advocate. She's not a free speech advocate. She's like a stifled speech advocate. You know what I mean? Like, drowned out the voices that want to really talk, you know. Don't fight the power. We'll fight the power for you. You know what I mean? So nobody really didn't know what Elon was saying, that he's out for free speech, but yet he hires this girl that's not for free speech, so nobody really knows. But the one thing I can say about this chick, Linda, she's coming out against this, and she says, hey, look, none of this shit was going on, okay? And we'll open up the books and show you where the bodies are buried, but look at, you know, none of like that shit was happening. This is all a concerted effort to try to either short our stock or some disgruntled employees from when we first took this over, and now they're just trying to get at Elon because they have nothing else better to do, and they just want to get back, and they want to put it, they want to make that company the bluebird that it always thought it could be, and it's not. It's X'd. Okay? That's the Target spot. He laid a bomb and blew y'all the fuck up, bought the place, and now you guys don't like it, because now he's actually turned the place around, okay? I mean, this guy went, you can understand, Elon went in there and took out all the bots. I mean, he said it was so bad, it took him a fucking, I don't know, a few months to get all the fake accounts. Still doesn't even have all the fake accounts out. The algorithm, he changed the whole fucking algorithm. I mean, he brought people in from SpaceX, he brought people in from Tesla to go through the whole fucking mainframe and the system in there. He had him do everything. I mean, from stem to stern, he's been washing that company, and he's going to continue to do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to get better and better and better. And then next thing you know, it'll be right back to where it was when it got sold. So I just think it's just Wall Street players just trying to put a ploy. If you ever seen the show Billions, you can see that this is one of those type of antics where they're trying to see if this media story will stick, because the media is fake. They can be bought, so hey, let's throw some media money out there and see if we can short this stock, or at least I get in a position to blow this stock and short it down and take Elon out. I think the guy's too clever, and I think there's too many white hats in Wall Street to allow that shit to happen, you know, so I just feel that, you know, once you think the bad guys have fully won and took something over, it seems like there's a white hat who just comes out the cut and just says, no, not going to have it, and becomes the hero and saves the day, you know. Okay, now you can tell the story. I wrote it down. I was just looking through my notes, folks. Sorry about that. It would be kind of stupid to think that some people might think that Elon is behind this, okay? Why would he short his own? It makes no sense. Do you know what I mean? To maybe get some of these players that he doesn't want in his stock that he knows that they're trying to short and take it out. So he's probably saying, hey, let me throw the bird out there for him. So he creates this fake story that he knows is fake, so you know what I mean? But it's enough to get these guys to about face and quit, because now they feel like, hey, there's a short position and there's other people around that are going for this. And I feel like he gave him an okey-doke, because why would he, you know, try to short his own company for, you know, by 10-15%? It's already down, just to go down even further to what? To either sell it or what? You know, so it seems like it's one of those, like it's a false flag falling. And once you know, they see, okay, the writing's on the wall, this stuff's coming out, some people say, all right, get my money out of X, I don't want to be a shield, hold on, I'm done with the board that company's about over with, right? So these guys pull out, it goes down even more, because now you got the regular person getting out of it, because they're saying, hey, well, if this person's walking, I'm walking. If Procter & Gamble's out of there, I'm out of there. Some people would flow like that. And so he could have laid this little ruse out himself just to get these people out, and then say, and then come to find out, oh, that story was all bullshit. It was all made up just to try to, you know, do this and do that. Next thing you know, the stock's back up to where it was, maybe up even 5%, even more. Now you kill two birds with one stone. You raise the stock's price, and you got the bad actors out of your company out on their own volition. It's kind of fucking suave, if you ask me. That's some kick-ass shit right there. You know what I mean? So, hey, man, in Elon we trust. You know what I'm saying? Catch you guys on the flip. Now, that's got to be record time, folks. Like, yo, I can't believe how fast Diddy paid off that lawsuit. I mean, you know, I feel bad for Cassie, because, like, in all actuality, it was like she didn't have to go through what she went through. you know, in the life of NDAs and lawsuits, baby. NDAs and lawsuits, I'll tell you. If it wasn't for those things, boy, we wouldn't have any of this gossip. I'm telling you. You know, she had to endure a lot of things. And if anybody thinks that she's out just trying to get money, I highly doubt it. Yeah, well, maybe she's looking for her payday, but look what she went through. You know what I mean? So that's one I don't mind. I really, really don't mind. Because Puffy's an asshole already. I already knew that from the get. You know, just from how he was keeping everybody's masters and barely giving away those things. What he did to Big and that whole situation. What he did to Mace, that whole situation. And just, you know, Faith, it goes on and on. 112. I mean, you know, him, Jermaine Dupri, he's another fucking monster. He is another monster. My God, is he a monster. I mean, he's made people kill themselves. Just like, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. And let's not forget, like, I think it's been about 7 or 8 days ago that Kim Porter, the anniversary of her death just passed. She, what a beautiful lady. Was taking the same abuse exactly like Cassie. And, you know, and she had powerful friends too, you know, with Kimora Lee Simmons, you know, which was with Russell Simmons, which that dude, he's another monster. Do you know what I'm saying? And I mean, he was always, and just real quick, I don't mean to go off real quick on the side here on this tandem, but, you know, Russell, he was always fucking models. Puffy, he was fucking models, whether it be man and female. And you know, I don't, you know, I think Puff's probably been with a male. A lot of this coming to life, like, I really don't care, but I don't think he focuses on men like he does women. All right, maybe now that he's getting older, but back then he just wanted, I think it was just a voyeurism. I think he was just, you know, tiptoeing into that whole freaking shit. Now that he's gotten older, you know, he's probably, you know, probably got, you know, it's, I'm thinking the stories of fellatio is definitely true. Maybe him wrestling over cornflakes with fucking Usher, that's true. And so, you know, we all know Usher is reports that he's gay, along with Puffy. And so, you know, what it was for Cassie, she's seen the writings on the wall. Somebody hipped it to her a little bit and said, hey, listen, if you're going to do something, you have to do it now, because the Survivor Act is leaving in a week. Also, not only has Keefe D put the pressure on Puffy, but Puffy made Jay, remember Jay, what he did to J-Lo? Made her fucking walk around with strapped and holding guns and drugs and shit. That whole Shine incident. You know what I mean? That's why J-Lo left. She was like, he lives a life a little too dangerous for me. And she was going to get turned out. And I think J-Lo left because deep down, J-Lo was young at that point. You know, enough to where she could have been coerced with enough drugs. But she had somewhat of a career. It wasn't all that, but she had somewhat of a career, all right? So, you know, when Cassidy came in, she was barely known anybody, and it was already coming off the peak of the golden age of hip-hop around 2005, 2006. Nobody knew where it was going to go from there, right? So, we were at the peak, or it was just starting to come down, right? And so, you know, Cassie was coming out, and it was already, you know, we had J-Lo on scene. We had a lot of these other chicks on scene. I just can't remember all that was out, but I'm sure Blue Crane Trout was out there. You had Lauryn Hill. You know, Brittany was making noise. Fucking Christina. You know, a lot of pop music out there that was making noise, right? So she was coming in at a heavy time. So, you know, Puffy gets wind of it. Now, she was beautiful. You could see the beauty right in her, right from day one. Like, she was gorgeous. And you were like, wow, this girl's gonna grow up, and she's got a beautiful face structure. She just gorgeous girl. And he yoked her up, married her, you know, did an R. Kelly move, you know, and he knew that she was young, she had no money, didn't really have a career, so she was prime pickings, and he took advantage of all that and put it in her mind that, you know, hey, look, at people that sing, you know, can only sing these notes, don't make it far, hon. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the only, unless you're J-Lo, you know what I'm saying? And or you have a good studio like in Bad Boy we have here to make you sound like a superstar. So, you know, just stick with me and all this stuff. And he coerced her and mind brainwashed her and so forth. And here we go. But Diddy's narcissism was always in a play. Always in a play, when it was making the band, you know, and even Mace said it. Mace said it, alluded to the fact that, like, yo, Puffy likes to hide behind his diamonds and his money, all right? And that is no truer than those words are not, those words could not be truer as they were today than they were back then, because look at him now, hiding behind the money. What'd he do? He paid her off in record fucking time. Now, in my estimates, she turned down 8 figures. That's like 10 million, like, you know, you're getting over 10 million, all right? You're 10 million and over, okay? If she's not saying yes to 10 million. After taxes, she's got 5. She's got to pay her lawyers. Lawyers are getting a third of that shit. So they're getting 2 point something, right? 2 and some change. Now, she wanted to sue for 30. She said, now that you got the lawyers, they say like this. This is how I'm unfortunate. I'm thinking this is how it went down. Puff, the starting bid is $30 million. All right? You can't go no lower than 30. And then I'll tell you reasons why we want $100 million. So in between 50 and $100 million is a number, and I want you to get close to that number. All right? So, you know, $30 million. 35, all right, fine, I give it $38 million. Nope, that's not going to work. Listen, Puffy, you got Keefe D out there in Las Vegas, okay? You have the Cheyenne incident. All the years that you've been with Cassidy, all the little rumors that are true that are already spreading like wildfire on the internet, you're going to endure just as much as pain as she's going to endure going down this road. But who has a little more to lose, you or her? You do, of course, right? So, pick a number again from 50 to 100 million. Okay, 85 million. 85 million. 85 million, that 85 million, that'll do, Mr. Combs. 85 million will do. 85 million. I think that she's got between 80 and 90 million. She didn't get, I don't think she got 100 mil. I think she got about 80 dead. And she did get 100 mil, God bless her. God bless her. God bless her. But he probably went like, okay, $101 million, you know. So I think the only way we can really know is that if you get a look at his taxes either this year, because you'd have to file them. If you get a look at his taxes this year, you would probably get an understanding of what he paid her. Because then you'd see the minus. So he's going to pay her, and he's going to have to pay her like, okay, yeah, all right. So if he's going to pay her $100 million, let's just say she settled for $120 million, okay? He's going to have to pay her installments of like $30 million for the next 5 years. So she's going to get paid like a whopper for the, like, it's like a fucking salary of a fucking baseball player. And so they're probably saying, nah, you know, we know you have that right now. You know what I mean? We know you have that right now. So we're going to take, we want at least half of that up front now. And then the other half you can give us in drips and drops. But for right now, we want at least $50 million, because there's people that needs to get paid. And I'm sure he's going to pay for her fucking lawyers. So. And then she pays a bonus to the lawyers from her fucking end. You know what I mean? So everybody gets fucking paid. So good for her, good for Cassidy. She deserves it. She went through a lot of shit. There was reports that she got beat. She was mentally traumatized. The reason why it's sexual trafficking, because she was underage at the time that she was probably doing some of these things. When they were going to Las Vegas, having sex there, or, going to Miami and having sex there, going to Atlanta, having a freak off where he would call these sexual escapades. When he would hire a male prostitute to have sex with Cassie, and he would watch and jerk off and get off like that. So he would like this voyeurism thing. Now we're not even getting deep into those. Those are what she said. That's light work. You know what I mean? That's a mini flex from her. So that's why he paid up what she did. That's why he fucking paid so fast, because he was like, all right, fuck. You know what? She could drown me here. So obviously now we know that Puffy has an extremely wild behavior in closed doors. He's a fucking freak. Which is fine. That's none of my business. But when you do it to young age girls, when you abuse them or you make them do things that they don't want to do, If she was not a taker in this, and she was, subject to it and forced to do it, then, shame on him, because, at the end of the day. But see, this is how, excuse me, guys, I had to get a drink. This is how these people play. You know what I mean? This is how these people play. So that's why. So and you know what? They wore masquerade masks. Okay, so they try to lay a security on top of this security and leave anonymity no matter where they go. So that's why he also paid again, in racket fucking time. Because I'm sure his attorney said, listen, Cassie, this is not going to be smooth and easy. You're going to pay for this, because this is going to be a long, drawn-out fucking war. This is going to go for about 3 years. Your kids are going to be subject to it. His kids are going to be subject to it. Do you want to do this? So, they threw all that stuff at her. But at the end of the day, she says, $100 million is what I want. Okay? Is what I want. So, congrats to Cassie. Fuck fucking Puffy. And I'm glad that everybody else is starting to get their royalties away from him. And I think this might be the end of Bad Boy. Because it shows that, like, hey, nobody's playing around. And this clause, again, I just want to refer to this clause, the Survivors Act, is only in for another week. Now, some people might say, well, what is that? It was drawn up last year to be open for 1 year to allow sexually abused people to face their accusers and, go for justice after the statute of limitations. So I don't know what the statute of limitations are for sexual abuse, but let's just say it's 5 years. After 5 years, you can't prosecute. Well, this is the one exception for a year that they're allowing people to go after go after the person that the fucking did it. So, and it doesn't seem like you have to have a lot of evidence. As we was talking about with Jamie Foxx, I mean, I don't think there's any, at least from right now, I haven't seen any footage. This happened, we're talking 7 years ago, a little bit more than 7 years ago, so it doesn't seem, and then she didn't go to I don't know if she went to a medical place after that to get any kind of, rape kit or to have any kind of documentation of the incident that happened. I don't know if she made a police report during that time. It's very vague. So, it seems like it was just this one free-for-all move, like a purge, if you will, for 1 year for all these, for people to, get redemption or come for a payday on the heels by the federal government. You know what I mean? To get a payday, it's just crazy. So I mean, I mean, look at Kobe Bryant. Remember Kobe, God rest his soul, for the shit that he went through. in Colorado. I was a little younger. I was in my teens. I didn't really know what the case was. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, here's Kobe. I thought maybe he might have did it. Maybe he didn't. But I didn't really have a good understanding of how vicious people could get, you know, until I got older and people said, you know, look, you got chicks that will turkey based shit from dudes. Like they want to save the condoms. They give fellatio to a rap star. They'll save that sperm that's in their mouth and try to have a baby off that. There is some chicks that are so conniving to do that. And you see it now to this day with PJ Washington, an NBA player, you know, caught up by a chick. Same thing with Zion Williams. He caught up with a chick and, you know, now he's paying a tremendous amount of money to this girl. And she's pretty much extorting him, you know, legally, you know, as well as PJ Washington. And these chicks know it now. You know, they know how much power they have. So if you got money and you're a male and you're single, dude, look out. Because the piranhas are out and they circle fast. They circle fast. I mean, they're like ninjas, dude. They're like ninjas, bro. They're going on your Insta, checking that shit, your IG out, see where you do, see where you go, see what kind you like, what your type, ba 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 ba. You know, blonde, brunettes. Next thing you know, you see some chick that, like, is right up your alley, and you're like, oh my God. It would be, you know, you can say it to myself, it's like, this girl's been in my head. Yeah, pretty much. She's been all over your phone, so yeah, she's in your head, literally. She knows what you like, what you don't. Next thing you know, you're pumping a fucking seed, and you're on top of her, humping her like a stallion. Pump a seed in her, and she's closing her legs, crossing them. Bitch is probably doing sit-ups, you know, just to get your, just to sire your child to get that check. Securement of the bag via the baby. I suggest all you young males that are trying to get money and say, that ain't me, you know, I'll never get caught up like that, my pullout game. Fuck your pullout game. First off, that pullout game shit is nothing. Is ridiculous. Before you pull it out, bro, do you know how much fucking cum you already fucking came out with? Do you know what I mean? Do you know how much cum you already fucking let go with? Shit. You know, motherfucker, please, right? So, you know, I just totally lost my train of thought. But these chicks know they got the power, man. And there's nothing you can do. And once they got you, they got you. You know, and it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate because yeah, a lot of the motives, like, I just look at these chicks nowadays, even the gold diggers running out, you know. I got my train of thought back. So, with that being said, I suggest all you guys listen to a song called The Power of the P-U-S-S-Y. It's the reason why every motherfucker in the world dress fly. Alright, you gotta listen to that song. The Power of the P-U-S-S-Y will get you to do things that you never thought you could do. Alright, and all them guys, I mean, man, yo, I'm this, I'm that, nah, bro. Go listen to that song. Right, and maybe if you have the willpower, you might be able to say no to the P-U-S-S-Y. All right, and let's not forget, you know, y'all go out drinking, and y'all just drinking, you're drugging, you're on your mall, you this, that, and the third, blah, 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 and you just, you know, next thing you know, you walk or you look over, and bang, it's right there. And then you might say to yourself, that's all right, I can do this real quick. Ain't nobody gonna know. I'm not even gonna know this chick tomorrow, man. I'm out, like, I'm hitting the fucking airport. They're gonna have to drag my ass to the airport. I'm so fucking drunk. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, it's like you barely bone this chick, and next thing you know, you're falling asleep in the fucking airport. You know what I mean? Your boy's gonna get you on the plane and shit. You're in Chicago, you wake up back in Chicago from fucking Miami, and you're like, what in the guy's name? You think you're never gonna receive this chick until friggin' 20 years later. Boom! Knock, knock. Who's there? Poppy. Poppy who? You're my Poppy, Poppy, Poppy. Yeah, fucking, and you're like, what the fuck? So, yeah, man, it happens like that. So, wear a jacket, do your thing, keep your head on the swivel, man. Listen, man, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I really appreciate it. If you guys stayed to the end, I really dig it. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to make this better every time I get on here. And I know sometimes it's kind of rusty and crazy, but, you know, I do this in the car and I'm working. And so I get my days off and I do what I can, you know what I mean? But I wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves. Smoke one for me, have a little piece of turkey, and please, not too many family fights, man. I probably might have a family fight. I don't know. I'll let you guys know how it is on the next time I jump on here. But guys, stay like I said, stay frosty, keep your head on the swivel, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.